The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world no longer sees me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Those who are making our weekend retreat see us come full circle in a way. We started off our retreat with the Gospel of Matthew passage about the Lord saying, "Love one another as I have loved you." What is this kind of love, this charity that God has loved us with? It's the love of friendship. I don't call you slaves, I call you friends. Husbands and wives are supposed to be friends. Us and our relations with one another are to be friends. We're called to friendship. Charity is the love of friendship, according to all our theologian doctors of the church. In St. Thomas Aquinas' study on charity in the Summa, he defines charity as the love of friendship. You see this in St. Catherine's teaching. We're called to friendship with God. And this is something unique in the world's religions, where we are not slaves of the gods and goddesses, we are friends of God. And so we have to nurture that friendship in our life. We were created for it. God is love. There's a medieval work by St. Elred, and it's on friendship. And in this work by St. Elred, he says God is friendship. Why would he say God is friendship? Because Scripture says God is love. Well, what is this love we call charity? It's the love of friendship. God is friendship. So we're called to friendship with God. Christianity is a religion of love. When Jesus sends out his apostles then with the truth about God and the truth about the dignity of man, long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Well, nobody in the world knew the worth of every human soul. They knew the worth of the powerful, the rich, but not the leper. But we know. Mother Teresa knew. So she went to a dark place called Calcutta where the people didn't know. They lived in darkness, not because Mother Teresa's good and they're evil, but because she had the grace of revelation to know that that man laying in the gutter was created in the image of God. And that's what she looks at and attends to. And the man says to her, "Why are you doing this to me?" And she says, "Because I love you." He didn't know he was lovable. So that's our vocation, to go out into the world. And the world was thought by the pagans to be an essentially hostile universe. So you do your prayer, your sacrifice, and your voodoo to placate the gods if you want them on your side. And Christianity reveals God as a God of love. And God loved the world so much that he sent his only son. So to manifest his love, imagine becoming one of us and being spit on and crucified. Why would anybody do that? Love. Love does. There was nothing in it for God. God didn't say, "You know, I'm so bored here in heaven. Oh, I know, I'll become man. That'll be cool." He does it purely. There was nothing in it for him. And so you can see it in the life of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa wanted to be like her crucified spouse. There was nothing in it for Mother Teresa. As you read that book, "Come Be My Light," there was no consolation from heaven, no wonderful consolations from Christ, nothing, dryness, dark, and none from earth. But she didn't give up. Now that's love. That's love. As I told the people at the beginning of our retreat, go see this new movie called There Be Dragons. And my favorite character is this young redheaded girl who suffered horribly in her life, horrible sufferings. And yet she says to Monsignor Escriva, "I still love him." Now that's love. But to go to church because God's nice or you want God to find you a job or something, well, used car salesmen do the same. So in the pagan world, the pagan gods and goddesses slay their spouses. They betray their lovers. Those are the gods and goddesses in pagan mythology. And of course, that's built on our image. But the real God, the one unchanging God of love, reveals himself as love. And we're called and created in that image. And Jesus comes to restore that image in us. Now, Pope Benedict says, love is the foundation of immortality. And immortality proceeds from love alone. You want to be immortal? Would you like to live forever in joy and peace of heaven? Then love. Love is the foundation of immortality, and immortality proceeds not from your looks, not from your money, not from your power and prestige, from love alone. Whereas Christianity is a religion of love, totalitarian regimes are ideologies of hatred. Most totalitarian regimes are regimes of hatred. Now, Mother Teresa, there was an article in the newspaper some years ago, which I copied, in India. Poor little Mother Teresa. Picture of Mother Teresa there. And it says, Mother Teresa has issued a moving appeal for peace, urging all citizens not to use religion to divide us. The following is the text of her letter. My brothers and sisters, in India and all over the world, we are all God's children, and we have been created for greater things, to love and to be loved. God loves each one of us with an everlasting love. We are precious to him. Therefore, nothing should separate us. Religion is a gift of God and is meant to help us to be one heart full of love. God is our Father, and we are all his children. We are all brothers and sisters. Let there be no distinctions of race or color. Let us not use religion to divide us. In all the holy books, we see how God calls us to love. Whatever we do to each other, we do to him, because he has said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do it to me. Religion is a work of love. And the article goes on in the same vein. Mother Teresa, you know, thinking that all religion is for love. And of course, it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, it's not that way everywhere. So, like in totalitarian regimes, Lenin, founder of communism, once said, we must hate, he says. Hatred is the basis of communism. Osama bin Laden had a parallel doctrine. He said once, as to the relationship between Muslims and infidels, this is summed up by the Most High's word, and here he quotes the Quran, we Muslims renounce you infidels. Enmity and hate shall forever reign between us till you believe in Allah alone. So it's hatred that's supposed to convert us to Allah. Race hatred for Nazis. Class hatred for communists. And for radical Islam, hatred of the infidel and hatred of moderate Muslims who do not adhere to their radical doctrine. Jesus says to his disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And his commandment is, love one another as I have loved you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Christianity is a religion of love. Does not mean that all Christians are loving, that Christians have not done evil things, but when they do those evil things, they act contrary to the commands of the Lord. It's not Christianity. It's a perversion of Christianity. Christianity is a religion of love. And so Pope Benedict writes, love is what makes a person an authentic image of God. One becomes similar to God to the degree that one becomes one who loves. The more loving we become, the more like God. And that's our vocation. Love is the origin of man's being, and love is our fulfillment in heaven. And so it is a sharing in the friendship of God. For, the Lord says, secrets are shared only with a friend who becomes one with oneself. You are my friends, and I have revealed to you what my Father sent me for. So, friendship. So we in our lives have to nurture friendship with the Lord. You have to fall in love with God. God has to be your best friend. And you're in your marriage, you have to support your friendship with one another and your friendship with God. And in our relationships as celibate men and women, we promote friendship. We learn to love each other as friends. Now, as we said, love is not a feeling as such, for Hollywood is simply an emotion. Oh, I love her. Oh, it's just an emotion. Then the emotion disappears, means I don't love her anymore, but I found somebody else. Oh, I love her. See, so they have serial marriages because it's based on feelings. For the Christian, love exists in your will. And so it's possible. Is it possible to be friends with somebody your feelings are nothing but antipathy for? Yes. And you see this in the lives of the saints. Little Flower, for example, in her community, was a woman who got on her nerves for whatever reason. She doesn't tell us, but her only emotional response to this woman was antipathy. I don't like her. But she knows in faith that God loves this woman. What God sees in her, I don't have a clue. But I'm going to find out. And so Little Flower is good to her, gets to understand her story, who she is, where she's coming from, and tells us after a long while, fighting against her ill feelings, she comes to have affection for her. So that's how grace perfects our nature, and we become true friends in the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. How he has loved us? With the love of friendship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.